Hey, good afternoon. Let's do one on a patient by the name of Gabriela, Gabriela Rodriguez, Rodriguez, Arguet. That's Arguet, Argueta. It's 26, today is the 28th. This is a 96-year-old bed-bound woman originally from Guatemala who's been here since 1980s, period. She has 5 children. Currently, she lives with her daughter in Katy, Texas, period. Her last hospitalization took place in 2017 and has not been in the hospital since then, period. Patient's condition has been deteriorating since a month and a half ago. She has lost over 30 pounds. She only weighs 102 pounds at this time. She has been much more confused. She's no longer able to get out of bed. She's bedbound. She is totally ADL dependent. She wears a diaper. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She has a KPS score of 40%. And is being evaluated today for hospice care, period. Patient's medical problems, she's had diabetes, hypertension, history of volume overload, and high cholesterol. Most recently, most of patient's medications have been discontinued, including cholesterol medication, metformin, and losartan because of low blood pressure, period. Patient currently taking Synthroid 0.88 microgram a day, Aricept 10 milligram a day, iron tablets 325 once a day, and aspirin 81 milligram a day, period. Surgery, no recent surgery reported. Allergy, none. Family history, mom and dad died of old age in Guatemala, as far as her daughter can remember. Patient currently, review of system, is being fed only Ensure and baby food jars. She can take 3 or 4 jars a day. She's having trouble with liquid, with symptoms of aspiration consistent with end-stage dementia, period. She appears very pale, very weak. She's non-communicative. She's not oriented to person, place, or time, period. The daughter is hoping for hospice care at home to care to her mom and to keep her comfortable till she passes away. COVID vaccination today times 3. Exam. Patient is non-verbal, 96-year-old woman, appears quite pale, quite thin. Blood pressure is 90 over palp, respiration is 18, pulse is 100. Heart, positive S1, positive S2 with ectopics. Lungs, shallow breath sounds, but clear. Abdomen, scaphoid, thin. Skin, decreased turgor. Lower extremity, muscle wasting with no edema at this time. Also, skin appears pale. Here we have a 96-year-old woman with end-stage dementia, period. Patient has lost 30 pounds over the past month and a half per daughter. Patient is ADL dependent. Patient wears a diaper. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She appears quite anemic and pale. She is not oriented to person, place, or time. She's only able to eat 3 jars of baby food a day. She has trouble with aspiration and difficulty swallowing liquids, i.e. Ensure, period. Blood pressure is, patient does no longer has issues with hypertension. As a matter of fact, her blood pressure has a tendency to run on the low side, appears to be volume depleted chronically. Patient is hospice appropriate and most likely has less than 6 months to live. Next number, history of hypertension as above. Next number, history of diabetes as above. Patient is off the metformin. Blood sugars have been stable. Next number, muscle wasting. Next number, severe weakness. Next number, aspiration symptoms beginning to surface with end-stage dementia. Next number, sundown. Daughter would like to keep her from being medicated as much as long as possible. Next number, patient sleeping 16 to 18 hours a day. Patient sleeping, patient is staying in bed at all times. And next number, we'll discuss this continuing ARICEP with medical director at this time, since patient is dying of end-stage dementia. Findings discussed with daughter at length. Next number, we'll have hospice to assess patient for possible provider services as well. Next number, COVID vaccination is up to date. That's it. Thank you. Date of birth was 3/24/26, and today's date. Thank you.